Alright, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up. We're actually just going to skip ahead a little bit. And we are picking up, still in Perek Yud Aleph. And we're going to be picking up on page Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis, right in the middle of the page. So if you remember again, the topic that we are in, which we began last week, I think even on Thursday or Friday of last week, was what the Ramchal called Hachatoim Hamadiniyim Hanolodim Mechevras Bnei Adam. The Averus, which become very challenging as a result of interpersonal interactions. Right? So these are the Averus that come up as a result just of dealing with people day in and day out. So the first issue that Ramchal dealt with was embarrassing people. Embarrassing people, saying things that are humiliating, saying things that are embarrassing. Ona'as dvorim, right? Reminding a person, taking the example of reminding the Baal Tshuva of his past life, reminding the Ger of his past life, so on and so forth. And Ramchal explained that very often we transgress these things, sometimes maliciously, but the truth is more often than not, really unaware. Totally unaware that sometimes we're saying something. And we've all had situations like this where I say something to someone, I didn't even realize that it's something that's embarrassing, but yet the person is incredibly humiliated about it. And again, it says, Ramchal, these are ma'isim b'chol yom. Ma'isim b'chol yom, that people end up as a result just of their everyday interactions doing things that they never meant to do, yet end up violating. Another area, says Ramchal, where a person has to be careful, is in the realm of giving advice. It's actually quite interesting. Shaninim b'taras kanim, lifnei iver lo sitei mikshol. So remember, the pasuk says that you are not supposed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So the Gemara darshins lifnei suma badavar. So remember again, the idea that Chazal explained is, of course, without saying that you actually should not put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And we'll say, like, Bepashos, even if the Torah didn't say that explicitly, if someone is actively blind, it would seem to be understandable that I should not actually put something in front of them that they could trip on. Therefore, Chazal understood that really it's a reference, not necessarily to someone who's blind in terms of their vision, but someone who's blind in a certain area of life. So if someone comes to me for advice and asks me for advice in a certain area because they are blind in that area, I should give them appropriate advice and I should not go ahead and place a stumbling block in front of them. Amar lecha bas ploni mahi lakuna. If somebody asks me about a certain woman, is she permitted to marry a kohen? Al tomar lo kshira v'hi eino ela psula. Don't say to the guy, yes, she is kshira, when you know in fact that she's not. Hayanotel ba b'cha itza, al titin lo itza she'ina hogenes lo. Va'al tomar lo, mechar sadcha v'kach lecha chamar, va'ata okif alav v'not lo mimeno. So it's actually interesting. So what the Ramchal is giving over here is two different examples. So giving bad advice could be just saying things that are misleading, that lead people on a wild goose chase. Right? So again, so his example over here is somebody asks me about the shidduch. Is the shidduch shayach? I know the shidduch is not shayach, right? I know it's not good. But I say, yeah, it's good. So that's lifnei iver, because you're causing a person to expend energy going down a certain path when that path leads to absolutely nowhere. That's called lifnei iver. Similarly, The second case that he deals with, we'll say, is, let's say again, my friend comes to me for our financial advice. I tell him, you know what? Here's a hot tip. The hot tip is, go ahead and sell your field and purchase donkeys. Everyone knows the future is in donkeys, right? Sell off real estate. Jews are going to be in donkeys like no one's business. Jews have been in real estate for a time immemorial. Jews are getting out of real estate, they're getting into livestock. So sell off all of your real estate and buy donkeys. Now the truth is, why am I saying that? Because the truth is, I want to buy his real estate. That's what I'm saying. So I'm giving him advice that at the end of the day is bad. It benefits me, it's bad for him. That's lifnei iver. He's coming to me, he's relying on me for advice. and I'm taking advantage of that relationship to go ahead and do something that benefits me and disadvantages him. Shema Tomar, Eitze Yafani no Simlo. So maybe you'll be able to justify it. Well, no, everyone knows donkeys. Mamish, you know, that there is a future in donkeys. Harihadavar Masr Lalev, Shenemar, Viaresa Melokacha. Therefore, we'll say the Pasuk says, Lifnei Iver Losite Michshol. Do not place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Viaresa Melokacha. Fear God. We'll say, what's the juxtaposition? Because sometimes we give advice and we say things and we convince ourselves that it's for the benefit of the other. But in reality, it's not. So just know you could convince yourself of whatever you want. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows at the end of the day why you're saying what you're saying. Right? Is it because ultimately you're really trying to benefit Ploni? Or is it because you're trying to benefit yourself? Page Kuf Yud Gimel. Nimtzeinu Lemeidim. Therefore says Ramchal, it turns out that we learn, Shebein Bedavar Sheyachol Lihios Nogea Bo, Bein Bedavar Sheino Nogea Bo Klal, Chayiv Adam Lahamid Esabalis Yait Bo Ala Emes, Hazach Vabara. We'll say, and this is an incredibly important idea. Therefore, it turns out that when someone comes to me for advice, I have to make sure that I'm giving them the best advice for them. Best advice. And I will say, this, by the way, you know, sometimes you see something like this and you say, okay, you know, Baruch Hashem, this is not my struggle. But I want to tell you something. Every parent struggles with this concept as well. Because whether some parents admit it, some parents don't admit it, but parents always have a vision for what they want their children to be. I have a vision. And when do I encounter a moment of parental crisis? When I realize, inevitably, which every single parent does, which is that who I wanted my child to be is not necessarily who they're going to become. Now, by the way, sometimes they're going to become someone much better. Someone they're going to become just someone much different, right? But that's okay, because they will say, it's natural to have dreams and aspirations for your child, and then it's natural for your child to say, hey, I'm not your clone, right? I'm me, and what I want out of life may be different than what you want from me out of life, and that's okay. And I will say, sometimes even as parents, when giving our children advice, so I have to ask myself, am I giving the best advice for my child based on who they are? Or is this the advice I'm giving because this is the vision I have for my child? But again, and to complicate that more, it's good to have a vision for your child, especially when they're young. You have to have a vision for your child because when they're young, children don't know anything. And even if they're vocal and even if they espouse their own ideas and hashkafas and everything else, it's the job of a parent to be able to help shepherd them down a particular path. So we'll say, but again, what he's saying over here is, so it's true with children, it's true in everything in life, that when people come to us and rely on us, ask us for etza, I have to really make sure that I'm giving the etza that's best for the person, and not an etza that has any level of self-interest associated with it. V'tira, sha'amda Torah asof daitam sharamayim. So he says, and see the Torah. Oh, you know, both actually, we're going to stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with this section tomorrow. Shkoyach.